And I'm going to put on lecture mode. Okay. I want to welcome you to this class today, The Abundance Factor, Activating Your Ancient Keys, These Ancient Keys to Your Flow of Abundance. And I'm very excited about what we're going to be talking about today and how we're going to expand and open up your flow of abundance, and which, you know, will just be such a wonderful thing. Now, before I get started, I do like to start with a prayer, so I'm going to take a moment and do that. Blessed Creator, we ask Thee to watch over and bless us and rain light upon us. We ask the angels and masters and guides to be here to assist us and guide and direct us as we work in our progression to elevate and bring greater harmony and balance and understanding into our lives, and to activate our flow of abundance so that we can feel abundant all the time and know that there are no limits to what we can experience and create, that there are no limits to the joy and fulfillment we can have in our lives. Thank you. Let me just take a moment and introduce myself. I am Jan Diana, and I do energy work and different kinds of healing modalities and teaching, and I'm very passionate about my work. I love helping people to become more empowered and to feel like they can be masters of their life, like that they have choices and that their choices matter. And I've been on a personal journey for quite a while. I'm a mother of 5 children, a wonderful experience. I love being a mom. And I got very sick when my children were young. I just had kind of gotten a little out of balance. And that was the beginning of me starting to kind of wake up and see what kind of choices there were for me and how I could bring greater harmony and balance into my life. And so it led me on this journey. And I found my passion. I love my passion. And I love teaching and assisting and doing personal mentoring sessions with people and helping them with their own issues and to become more empowered. So this series today that we're starting, this first class on the abundance flow, is a brand new class that's been developed especially to share this information with all who are ready to embrace it and to, expand to maybe the next levels of peace and harmony in their life that they'd like to have. My basic philosophy that I like to share with people is that everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. And the wonderful thing about that information is that it can all be shifted. You know, we might think we have all kinds of problems or issues or limitations, and it all can be shifted because everything is energy, and energy can be shifted, it can be directed, and brought into more of an alignment of what it is you'd rather have manifesting in your life. So this is my philosophy, and I work with people to help empower them to see that they can make shifts and changes, and they can be the directors in their life instead of feeling like they don't have a choice. So one of the purposes behind developing this curriculum was to bring some tools that were very easy and simple, yet powerful for people to use. I teach some advanced techniques and tools, and I love that. But you know, sometimes it's just really good to have some real simple things that you can use to work with, and that don't take a lot of special training or anything like that. So I think it's important to offer a variety of kinds of tools and information so that, you know, you get to choose. There's like a smorgasbord, and you go, you know, I think I'd like to have some of this over here, or maybe I'd like to have a little of this, and maybe next time I'll have that. So we always have a choice of many different wonderful things to choose from. What you're going to get in this seminar is some information that will really assist you today, and you can use it how you'd like to. I mentioned we're going to have a couple of tools that I'm going to be giving to you and teaching you about to help you to feel more personal empowerment in your life. Now, you can use these tools to create magic in your life because you're the magician in your life and you're the director, and having some tools in your toolbox really helps gives you more empowerment, more power to make certain choices. I'm just going to be giving 2 tools today from 2 different sources. The first one will be a tool that is a sacred mantra from the language of love. It's very easy to use, and I'll teach you about that in a few minutes. And the second one will be offered, there'll be a journey, a meditation journey, where you'll get to experience an incredible place where you can create whatever you want to instantaneously. And I will be introducing you to a tool called a trigger process that's part of a modality called SVH, or Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment, which is an incredible modality and has many levels that you can pursue at some point if you choose to. But today is just going to be a really simple, easy experience with it, and a tool that you can use in your life whenever you choose to. The Serenity Vibration Healing is basically, it works with the vibration of serenity, and it helps to shift out old energy and reformat it into more balanced, desirable energy. And there's a lot that can be done with that. So there's like ways to clear away blocks and things that might be limiting your beliefs or your perceptions or issues that might come up in your life. So there'll be an offering of some clearing at that time, and I'll explain it as we go along. But these two tools you'll be able to use whenever you want to, and the first tool you'll be able to share with anybody, because it's something that doesn't take any training, and you can just share how you're using it. And so this will help empower you today. By the end of this class, you will be more empowered, and your energy will begin to shift to more harmony and balance, and you'll just begin to elevate more. So to start off with, what is abundance, and what does abundance mean to you? You know, I think most of us think abundance means more money and prosperity, and I certainly believe that's what's on our minds these days, with the way the world is, anything like that. But it also means an abundance of whatever it is you desire. You know, maybe you want more happiness in your life, or maybe you feel like you'd like to have more fulfillment or more freedom to be able to do what you'd like to do, or to be what you'd like to do, or to travel where you'd like to go, and things like that. And, of course, money. Money is a very wonderful item to have. I mean, money buys us many things, helps us to have a comfortable life. We can have, you know, unlimited resources to play or achieve whatever we want to do if we have no limitations in the money area. So activating your flow of abundance will help you to be able to create all that you desire from a never-ending flow of this energy that exists. That is, there is no limitations. We can all create whatever we want to. The thing is, we just need to believe that and remove some of the blocks and barriers that we might have had for a while. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. Now, one of the things that I want to mention, that when you start to create what it is you'd really like, it takes the key is to have focus and clarity. All the great masters develop great clarity and great focus. And clarity comes from releasing from any kind of limiting energy or beliefs, and then learning to take and focus your thoughts. And one of the keys to this is being in your heart, or being in the joy and the passion that, you know, you're a little happy place. Because when you're in that place, things can be created really smooth and easy. So that is one of the goals, is to work to being in that happy, harmonious place, that place of joy, that place of passion, and you create from there. Rather than out of fear or desperation. When you're in fear, desperation, or worry mode, you really basically create that same kind of energy. So that's why we want to get into the little love mode, the happy place, so we can just keep creating more happy things. More happy, more happy, more blissful, more joy, more expansion. So that is the overall goal. So the first tool that I'm going to teach you about is from the Language of Love, is a beautiful, beautiful mantra. Now you might be wondering, what is the Language of Love? And I can understand why you might ask that question. About a little over 8 years ago, I started to speak another language. And I was kind of surprised, but I just started speaking it. It came natural to me. And I thought that I was speaking a language called the Language of Light that I had heard some people speaking. And what I was told was I was speaking the language of love. Very similar, the language of light is a dialect of the language of love. But basically, it's this incredible language that is a sacred language of the goddess creator, the Heavenly Mother. And it's a language of origin. What that means is that it's this beautiful love language that is understood by all creation on very deep level. It has a very high vibration and frequency, and because it is this love, these frequencies of love, it does help to harmonize and heal and shift the energy into more alignment with your true self, which is this beautiful being of love. So what you can do is with this word that I'm going to give you is there's many things you can do, and it's so easy because all you have to do is think it or say it. I recommend saying it and singing it, but you can just think it too. The word that I'm going to give you is, it's really a sacred mantra, a love mantra. It's called Chanyu Lana Ha, and I'm going to spell it out for you. It's Chanyu Lana Ha. Chanyu Lana Ha. You'll get used to it after you say it a few times, but it's very, very simple and easy. Basically, when you translate the language of love into English, it really is more of a concept, so it doesn't work word to word. But the concept is, remember you are love, or from the sacred heart to your heart, remember you are love. In blessing you, I bless myself. So it's a love blessing. It's a love song. It's a love mantra. And it's so amazing. Things will just start to shift in your life by just saying and singing this incredible word. It's a language of love. It is a harmony in motion. So it's gently uplifting, it's elevating, and it's restoring to the love memory. Creation starts to remember its love. All the sentients that make up your body, all the sentients that make up everything in your reality, they hear it, they start to remember their love, brings them into more harmony and balance. It's a language of the heart. It's a song of love. It speaks directly to your heart. It goes, bypasses the brain. It just goes right into your little heart and sings its song there, and is very well understood. Love doesn't create any imbalance or disharmony, and it always allows free will. So this is something that you can say to anybody in your life, for any circumstance, any situation. It's always just loving. It's not any kind of control energy. It's all aligned with divine principles of free will. And so it's always very gentle, loving, and honoring. And there's many ways to use this mantra. One of the ways I'd like to start with is I'd like you to just take your right hand and just place it on your heart. And we're going to say the word just three times, and then I want you to just feel it as you're saying it. Okay. Chanyu Lana Ha. Chanyu Lana Ha. Chanyu Lana Ha. Now, you could feel the vibration of your voice when you put your hand over your heart like that. Can you imagine that vibration is just going through every part of your body, through every cell in your body? Can you imagine what this blessing must do for every cell in your body? Then imagine this vibration is not only going into your body, it's going to everything in your space around you. Can you imagine what it's doing for that? See how powerful it is. And this is also lets us know how powerful our breath is, our words are. So that's why it's wonderful we can choose to speak words of love. Now, one of the things that I like to do is I like to have a lot of fun with this. And when I first had the inspiration for this and started it, I had my daughter was here visiting, and we had so much fun with it. I have a beautiful plant, and it's called an abundance plant or a money tree, and we just put it in the middle of the room, and we danced around singing Chanyu Lana Ha. And it was so great fun because it was like a gratitude dance, like grateful for all the blessings in our life, and we're celebrating our life. And so I like to call it a gratitude dance, or a celebration of life dance, or abundance dance, or you can call it, you know, a dance of love, whatever you'd like to call it. But what I like to do, and I do it every day, and it's great fun, is I do that. I walk around my plant and I sing Chanya Lana Ha. And I've made up my own little tune to it, but you can make your own up. I just go Chanya Lana Ha, 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 and I just sing it. And I like to go around my plant about 12 times, and I walk counterclockwise. That's just what I like to do. You could do it 3 times. You could not go around the plant. You can do it however you want to. That's just something I have great fun with. And then what happens is I started getting some more ideas of how I could play with this, because I like to think of this as playing and elevating at the same time. So one day I had this great idea. Well, I'm walking in a circle. I'm creating a circle around this plant, and I'm going to call it like a love circle or a prayer circle if you'd like. And I'm putting intentionally everything I want to bless for that day or for my whole life or whatever I think of, I put in that circle. It could be that, you know, I want to bless my children, they're having a wonderful day and they're very happy in their relationships. Or it could be I want to bless a country that's having a little bit of problem with something. It doesn't matter. It's whatever you like to pray for, or whatever you'd like it, on a world basis, global basis, your own personal life, whatever comes to your mind, you can say, you know, I'd like to do a love blessing for this, and I'd like to bless the animals, the farm animals, or I'd like to bless all the people that are driving on the freeways. Whatever it is comes to your mind, you know, just you can just put it in this circle with your intention, and then as you're dancing around the plant, or even if you're just sitting in one position and looking at the circle, imagining yourself dancing around it, you can just send that blessing to everything that's in that circle. And it will bless and uplift everything that you think of in that circle. It is so amazing, and it's so much fun. It's like, let me see who I can bless today. I think I want to bless the guy down the street who's kind of grumpy sometimes. I'm going to send a blessing to him. And then there's Aunt Mary who's in the hospital. She's got this little problem. I'm going to put her in there too. So whatever you think of. Or how about, I got this bill. I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. I really hate getting my mail. I just don't like to open it up because there's too many bills. How about putting the intention of those bills in there? And everybody who works for those companies in there, and everything related to that, and your bank account, and your job, every element of creating money and healing the debts and all that. Just think of every element of it and say, I'm putting everything in here, and I'm just going to bless it. I'm just going to bless it. And, you know, you might think, why would I want to bless something I don't like? Why would I want to bless a bill that or a debt or something like that? Well, that's a good question. And I like to use the example that Jesus used to say. He'd say, bless your enemies. And then you think, well, why would I want to bless my enemies? Well, here is an answer to that. When you bless with love, it elevates. It heals things. And they start to come into harmony and balance. And your relationship with them comes into harmony and balance. So by blessing a debt, for example, you can find solutions that can heal that, and it'll get paid for sooner, for example. There's all kinds of things that happen with love. Every solution, everything that can be healed and can be healed in the world with love. Love is the key to everything. And as we become more aware of that, we're aligning more with our authentic self, which is loving and love. And the more you do that, the more empowered you are, the more you create more harmony, balance, more joy, more love in your life. It just continues to grow. So that's one of another fun way. Now, something else I found that was really, really powerful with using this tool is looking in the mirror and singing it to yourself. Look in your eyes, or just say it if you don't like to sing, and you can just look in your eyes and say, Chanya Lana Ha, Chanya Lana Ha, Chanyal Anaha, and it's like you're speaking it to yourself, which you are, but there's something very powerful about looking into your own eyes and telling yourself that you love yourself and remember that you're love. It's very, very powerful, very healing, and you begin to have greater self-acceptance, you know, starting to recognize how beautiful you are and how wonderful you are, and you really are powerful and you really can create what you want, and people do really love you, and you start to accept more of this truth about yourself. Another thing I found that's really powerful is you can use it as a mantra when you meditate. You know, whether you use mala beads or whatever, or you like to repeat something for a mantra, this works for that as well. So, you know, there's just like no end to different ways that you can use it. You can also bless your food. Every time you're having food or something to drink, Chanyal Anaha and bless it. It will elevate and bless it. And it's like gratitude and love all at the same time. You can bless your bath water, your shower water. It's a lot of fun to do Chanyal Anaha when you're in the shower or in the bathtub too. It just elevates and magnifies because water is a great conductor of energy, and you're elevating everything with that beautiful mantra. I had an idea the other day too about when you're on a fitness plan or a special eating plan that you've put yourself on, for example, you can Chanyal Anaha that. Say, I'm on the Chanyal Anaha fitness plan. I'm on the Chanyal Anaha health plan. Everything in your life, there's just whatever you think about, you can Chanyal Anaha it. You send it to people. You can share it with your friends. Share it with anybody. Say, this is this mantra I just learned, and it's freely given for anyone to use. It takes no training. Just say it at whenever you want to. Bless everything in your life. In blessing you, I bless myself. I send you love. It sends me love. We're all blessed. Everything is connected, and it's just such a powerful thing. What you'll find is, as you use this, you're going to start to feel greater joy. The more you use it, you'll start to recognize what it is that you love in your life and what it is that you'd like to shift. It helps bring awareness and awakening. The key is, like I said, to be in your heart and be in your joy place. So this is a tool that will help you to do that. Because as you're singing or saying, Chanyal Anaha, remember you are love, you're starting to lift the little veils of forgetfulness and start to remember that you are love. This will help your flow of abundance to be activated and flowing. The blocks will start to kind of melt away. You'll find that you'll have greater peace in your life, harmony, more money, honoring relationships, whatever that makes your heart sing. That's what will start to happen as you start to focus on love in your life, happiness, and joy. This ancient key, this mantra, will assist you and assist you wherever you want to put some energy of love. You can use it wherever you want to, whenever you want to. And like I said, you can share it with friends, tell them of the benefits. If they want to know more, I'll be teaching more classes and they can contact me. But it's freely given, and anybody can use it. It's very safe. Teach children to use it. Teach anybody. Say, you know, I had a friend that said, oh, I have this person that was really mean to me. And I said, Chanyal Anaha them. Chanyal Anaha them. Send them blessings of love. And the relationship healed. I mean, there's just all kinds of potentials of how you can use that. So it'll help you to create whatever it is you desire in your life and help you to manifest your dreams. This is what these classes are all about, personal empowerment, opening up your flow of abundance, and helping you to create what it is that you'd like to have in your life. I want to share a few stories of what's happened to some people that have been using this for a little while. One young lady, I'm calling her TR, she was out of work for over a year. After she started using this, she is now working in a leadership position in a well-known company. Not only that, she is finding this job to be expanding into more that's aligned with what she's always wanted to do, and she's actually beginning to really love this job. I mean, it is amazing what's happening there. This other example is this young lady graduated as a nurse and has been wanting to be a nurse for a long time. She graduated, and all of her classmates and everyone was saying, you know, there just aren't any jobs. There's nobody's hiring any nurses. And some of her friends were taking jobs that were hours away and, you know, having to live away from their families and then commute. And there was just all kinds of, you know, there's just no hope, there's no jobs. And she was using the Chanya Lanaha, and within just a couple of months, she actually got the job of her dreams. She got the nursing career at the hospital that she always wanted to work at, that was close to her home, and she even got an evening shift where she even makes more money, and she just loves it. And she got engaged. She'd been wanting to get engaged, and she got engaged. This other gal, she just really loves fitness. Fitness has been her life. She just loves it and has worked on it for so long. And one of her mentors that she's read all of her books about, read all the fitness magazines and everything like that, a set of circumstances happened where she actually was able to interview this celebrity for her radio show and started a relationship. And soon she was invited to, she went to Florida, and she actually met this celebrity in person, has become a personal friend. And from that, she was able to, she was invited to become part of filming a fitness DVD that is about to go worldwide. Now, can you imagine? That is a dream come true. And her whole life has changed. Her vibration, everything shifted from Chanya Lanaha. I'm not saying that's the only tool these three were using, but it was a powerful tool to help bring things into greater harmony and balance and to align them with their dreams and open up to possibilities, to let go of the limiting thinking and see what you can create. So I say to you, imagine what might happen for you. Do you want more money? Do you want more loving relationships in your life? Do you want to have honoring, loving relationships? Are you looking for more health and vitality? There are no limits to the potentials of what you can have and enjoy in your life. Magic happens, and you create it because you're the magician of your life. You're the craftsperson, and these are tools that a craftsperson or a master can use. And so I highly recommend that you Chanya Lanaha everything in your life. So it's just such an amazing, amazing tool. So that's the first tool. And the second one we're going to be talking about here in a moment has to do with, I mentioned the Serenity Vibration Healing is a modality that I work with, and I actually teach, like I said, different classes in that. But this is going to be really, really simple. SVH, or Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique, is simply a prayer modality. It works with the Creator and your higher consciousness and soul to release and reformat programming, energy that is blocking you from creating all that you desire. All the work is always completed by the Creator and your higher consciousness and soul, and it's always aligned with your free will and your free choice. So I'll take you through some steps that will empower you to use this, what I'm calling as a trigger process. At the end of the meditation journey, I will give you a trigger process to help you link in and remember what you're going to create in this dream process. And also, there will be an offering of some clearing and some other gifts and tools if you so choose. So what we're going to do now is we're going to be taking a journey to a place called the Field of Dreams. So I want you to just relax and get comfortable. Maybe you need to take a drink of water or something. So we've been talking for a little bit here. And just get really comfortable because this is going to be an amazing, amazing experience. So what we're going to do on this journey, and just give you a little background, is I'm going to take you to this amazing place that is in a place called the space between time. It exists in a place where there is no time and there's no limitations. You can manifest instantly whatever you want. If something comes into your mind and you'd like to see it or you'd like to experience it, it will show up. nothing harmful and nothing bad will happen here. This is all just a yummy, happy place. And it's very safe. But what it helps you to realize is what it's like to create with no limitations, with free of any barriers and blocks or perceptions. And it's just a really fun place to go. And there's so many different things you can do in this place. I have many journeys that I take people on, and this is just one of the really fun ones. So where we're going to be going to is to a place called the Golden Field of Dreams. There will be an automatic clearing going on that I'll offer you at the end of the journey if you want to take it. But it will help you to know that you deserve this, that you can have it, and that any little blocks that might come up, I'll offer you that this will help clear away so that you can just have nothing standing in the way between you and your dream. All of the clearing that's done never creates any imbalance, and it's very uplifting and elevating. But like I said, you will get the free will choice to choose it if you want to. But I wanted you to know that it's going on so you can just kind of let go and know that there's nothing that's going to block you from this dream if you choose to allow it to release. Okay. So what I want you to do now is to just relax and close your eyes and imagine a door, a beautiful golden door opening up for you. And we're going to step through this doorway. And it's very, very safe. Okay, as you step through this doorway, what you're going to do is you're going to see a field, a vast field, a meadow, if you want to call it, a place that just this lovely space. It's all golden. It's like a golden meadow, and there's just gold everywhere. Everything's golden. This represents all of the golden creation energy that is abundant all around you all of the time. Now, you may see this how you choose to. I mean, I sort of see it as a great big field, kind of endless. But you see it how you want to. This is your field. This is your playing field. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of playing. We're going to do some playing and have you create some of the desires of your heart, some of the things that bring you great joy and passion. So let's just let yourself play. You don't have to think about anything else. Just let yourself play and create. Now, begin to add in what you would like to have in this field. See this as the big screen of your life, the big picture of your life. Whatever you choose, with a thought, it will instantly appear. So maybe your favorite place is mountains. Maybe you want some mountains in this picture. Or maybe you want a great big green field with maybe some wildflowers. Or maybe you want rose gardens or gardens of all kinds of flowers or vegetable gardens. Maybe you want some trees, tall shade trees, redwood trees, pine trees, whatever you like. You can just think it, and it's there, and it can be wherever you want. And if you don't like it that place, you can move it to another place instantaneously. So take a moment and just add some of those things into your picture. Now maybe you want to add in some of your favorite animals. Maybe you're some of your favorite animals that you like out in the wild, some birds singing. Maybe some pets. Maybe you have a cat or a dog that is your favorite pet. Maybe you like horses. Maybe you like, I don't know, some of the wild animals like bears. Whatever it is you think of, maybe you like to have a stream with fish in it and a waterfall. Maybe you like to have the ocean by there with dolphins. Whatever you like, you just put it in your picture. You hear the songs of the animals. Maybe you hear a little bit of wind breeze in the plants, with the plants and the trees. Maybe you feel the sun on you. The sun shining in your picture. Maybe you've got a rainbow. Or maybe you've got some gentle rain. You get to choose what you have in your picture. Now, let's take that picture and let's put a home in there. Let's take your dream home, whatever that might be, and find a place in that picture for your dream home. Well, it could be a castle. It could be a mansion. It could be a little cottage. It doesn't matter. You choose what is the dream home you've always thought about you'd like to live in. It could be really big. It could be small. How many rooms? How would you furnish that? Would you like to have really casual furniture or elegant furniture? Or, you know, country style, whatever. It doesn't matter. You get to choose. And it will just instantly appear. You don't have to pay for it in this picture. Everything just appears. So there is nothing blocking. You're free to just put it in the picture, whatever you want. So you furnish it however you want. Maybe you've got one of those four-poster bedpost beds, a really big bed. Or maybe you've got a huge stone fireplace. Maybe you've got an atrium in the middle of the house, or even a little waterfall. Anything you want. You just have your dream home right there any way you want it. Okay. Now, let's see what else would make your dream life happy. How about the people that you love? How about putting the people that you love in the picture? Family, friends, and everybody's happy. It's happy. It's like a big celebration, a party time. There's only happy relationships, happy times, fun times. There's plenty of room for everybody. There's plenty of everything. Even if they're family that maybe you had a little problem with in the past, they're all happy here. Everybody's happy. It's friendly. It's just the ideal. And now, let's put a little bit of lifestyle in there. Do you have cars? What kind of cars might you have? Lots of cars? One car? Family-type cars? Elegant cars? Maybe a car, a limousine with a chauffeur, whatever you want. And you can change it later if you want something different. This is just for fun. It's playtime. So whatever you have, maybe you've got a plane, your own private plane, and a field in the back there. Whatever you want, you put it in the picture. And what kind of activities, what kind of lifestyle would you be having? Maybe you've got a swimming pool. You like to swim a lot. Maybe you've got horses because you like to ride horses. Whatever it is, everything that you would like is being added into this picture. Okay, now we're going to put the most important thing in the picture. We're putting you in the picture now. See yourself in the picture. What do you look like? What's your body look like? Are you young? Did you get younger? Are you slimmer? Are you got more muscles? Whatever you think is your ideal way to look, whatever. You get to put yourself in the picture any way you want to. And you get to put yourself in the picture about how you're feeling. What are you wearing and how do you feel? Do you feel fabulous? Have you got all this energy and vitality? Are you strong and healthy? Whatever you're doing in the picture, whatever brings you joy and happiness. So what are you doing? If you like to be fishing, are you fishing? Are you riding a horse? Are you painting pictures? What is it you're doing that you love to do? So put you in the picture doing something you love to do. Okay, Now, I want you to spend a few minutes filling yourself in joy and happiness and what makes your heart sing for a few minutes. And I'm going to put a little bit of music on from the Field of Dreams so you can kind of hear the music for a little bit. Let yourself be elevated with the music and how you're feeling in this beautiful place. Okay, let me... Okay. There we go. What I'd like you to do now is I want you to lock this feeling that you're in, this joy feeling. I want you to take your right hand and squeeze your left arm. Lock it into the picture, lock in the feelings, and let the music carry you just a little bit longer now. okay. This can be your new story. This dream can become your reality, your new experience of your life. So we're going to complete now. I want you to just relax, and if you turn to your left, you'll see the golden door again. Just step through the doorway, and you're right back into your now. Okay, to just relax for a minute. I'm going to take you through a process of the clearing process, if you choose to take it, and then we'll talk for a moment. I'll open for questions. Okay, I want you to imagine a screen. Close your eyes and imagine a screen floating before you, like a large television screen. And on this screen is all of the clearing of anything that would block you from realizing your dreams, every experience you just had in the golden field of dreams. Anything would block that. Also on this screen are many gifts and blessings from the masters, angels, and guides that love and adore you. They're always working with you to assist you in your evolution to higher consciousness and to having greater joy and harmony. There's also some gifts from the Creator on there, your loving parents, as well as a trigger process called the Golden Field of Dreams that I'll teach you about, how you can use it as a tool in a moment. But all of this is on this screen, and your higher consciousness and soul is very aware of everything on the screen. So now what I want you to do is just quietly ask the Creator if it is in divine alignment for you to have the Creator activate these gifts and blessings for me. Say, Creator, is it in divine alignment for me to have you activate all of these gifts and blessings for me? And then you get very quiet, and you either get a sense, or you see, or you feel an inner knowing of a yes. And when you hear the yes, all you do is think or say the word yes. Okay. Now let me tell you about this trigger process. It's a serenity trigger process, so it's a tool, and it's a wonderful tool that you'll be able to use whenever you want to. This is a tool that you won't be able to share with other people, though, because it has to be activated for them. But they can contact me for that if you have someone that's interested. The trigger process is named the Golden Field of Dreams, or Dreams. Anytime you're visualizing your dreams, you can think or say the word dreams. And it'll help you to remember this journey and everything that you experienced in the journey. It will automatically clear away anything blocking you from having this dream. So if you sit down and decide, I'm going to do a meditation and I'm going to experience my dreams again, all you have to do is say that trigger process, dreams, or think it, dreams, or golden dreams, golden field of dreams, whichever one, and it will automatically start clearing away. Or maybe you're on your way to work and you're thinking about, oh, I just love that dream home. I sure would like to have that dream home. And you just think the trigger process dreams, and it will start to clear away anything that will block you from believing that you can have that. So this is a very powerful tool that will empower you to help realize those dreams as well. So what I'm going to do now is take a moment and take you off lecture mode so I can see if there is any questions at this point. Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
No, but I loved the journey. Well, I've loved everything, but the journey, it was very detailed for me, and I was able to see so much more of what my dream is than I've ever been able to see before, and I want to do that again.
Okay, well, we can do it again. yeah, it's amazing how much detail you can put into your dreams, especially when you feel like you can do it, when you feel like you're not being blocked, like, I can't dream about that, I don't have enough money, or, you know, beliefs like that that tend to block or hinder us. And I'm glad that you enjoyed it and that you enjoyed that experience. Okay. You have any questions on using the tools? Anyone have any questions on that? Or that's pretty clear?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Okay, I'm going to go back onto lecture mode then. Okay. So what I want to do now is, I'm so glad that you enjoyed the journey and all of those that are listening here enjoyed everything. And what I want to do now is just briefly go through how to use the tools. Chanyalanaha, sacred mantra, love blessing, anything you want to do with it. Blessing anything in your life. Blessing your teachers, your family, the bills, like I said, your boss, anything, you Chanyalanaha, in all of the different ways we talked about, or you create your own ways to use it. It doesn't matter. It's a song of love, and it will just bless in all different ways. You can share that with anybody. You can use Chanyalanaha and give it to anybody and say, this is what I was taught. You can do that. It's freely given. There's no special training for that. The trigger process, dreams, is a serenity vibration healing process, so that one needs to be activated for people, but it's activated for you now. And that means that any time you think about one of your dreams, you think about you want to fill your bank account with more money, you want to have a bigger house, a nicer car, whatever it is, you just use that trigger process, dreams or golden field of dreams. It'll automatically start clearing away anything that would block you from believing that you can have that and that you can create that. So that is very, very empowering. Now, what I'm going to do now is tell you a story, and then I want to tell you what's coming up next in the flow of abundance of opportunities. I love the story in the Field of Dreams movie. I've watched it several times, and I found the music to be very inspiring and uplifting for me, and that's why I used a segment of it for the class today. I found that when I listen to that music, I can just fly on the angel's wings and just realize and dream and have all kinds of pictures and things come into my mind. So I recommend that you do that when you're dreaming, too. It's just very, very powerful. But one of the things I love about the story, maybe you don't know the story, but I'll just give you a brief synopsis. There was a man who was out working in his cornfield, and he began to hear a voice. And the voice said, if you build it, he will come. And there was nobody out in the cornfield but himself, so he didn't know where this was coming from. But he finally was inspired to build a baseball field in the middle of his cornfield. Really, he didn't understand why. He was just following his guidance. His father was a big fan of baseball and had always wanted to make it a career, but that hadn't worked out for him. He and his father had had a bit of a falling out when he was a teenager, and he just kind of left home when he was 17, and they had this falling out. And his father passed away before he could make amends with him. So when he started having this voice talk to him, and he followed his inner guidance, he was led through a series of experiences which resulted in, he built the field, and some of his most famous baseball players that he had read about came and started to play at the field. And so he actually had a baseball team there playing on this field. Well, near the end of the story, his father shows up to play baseball, but his father is a young man. He recognizes his father and he begins to play catch with him, something he had regretted not doing with his father when he was younger. His father asks him, he says, is this heaven? And he replies, no, this is Iowa. And then he asks his father, is there a heaven? And his father replies, oh, yes. Heaven is where your dreams come true. And he thinks for a moment. He looks around, and he sees his wife and his daughter over on the porch of their farmhouse. And he looks at his dad, and he looks at the field, and he goes, well, then maybe this is heaven. We're given this life as a blessing. It's a gift, and it's a blessing. This is your life and your dream, and you can create it to be your heaven here and now. You can have all of your dreams be your reality, and you can have your flow of abundance flowing into creating everything that you desire. One of the things I want to share with you briefly as we begin to close the class up here is that this is just the beginning of this series. There's going to be another class. I have three at least. It may be more. But right now, the next class, we're going to be working on creating your flow, manifesting money, doing what you love to do. This will take it deeper in creating or manifesting money, where actually you'll be creating golden coins. And because gold is the standard accepted value of what money is backed by. And so you want to create in gold. So we're going to be creating golden coins and introducing you to how you're doing that with something that you're passionate about. Also going to be introducing something called the Ruby Gold Ray, which is an empowerment ray that empowers and magnifies. And I'll be talking to you a little bit about that and how you can have your Ruby Gold Ray activated for your own personal use of magnifying and blessing your life. We're actually going to have the next class in 2 weeks. So I'm going to be making an offer. If you register early, you can get a 2-for-1 special. You register early, I'll let you bring a friend for free because I want to share this information with everyone. So I want to thank you for coming to this class. I feel it an honor to be able to be teaching this information. As you know, they always say the teacher learns more than the student. So it's a great blessing for me to learn and grow as well. I'm also available for personal sessions if you want some personal mentoring or have some issues you'd like to work on. I'm available for that too. So I want to thank you for attending. And feel free to email me if you have any questions on anything. I appreciate that very much. And I'd like to close with just a simple prayer, thanking the Creator for all the blessings of this class, the opportunity to get together with these blessed ones and share information and to connect in the heart, the opportunity to grow and to develop ourselves into being all that we can be, seeing our lives full of love and abundance of joy and harmony and peace. Thank you. We're going to end the class now, and I want to thank you so very much for attending. Thank you very much.